Amen. Certainly be good to be back in the Lord's house tonight. Enjoyed that good singing by the teenagers. And I always appreciate what the Lord's doing through our children. Amen. I tell you, a lot of churches that don't even have church on Sunday night. And I hope and pray as our kids get older, I hope and pray that this church and others will still be open. I hope they'll find a place to go to the house of the Lord on Sunday night. Amen. And raise their children in church. I believe it's needful. I don't know that I've did this in a long, long time. Brother EJ read something this morning. Lord really pricked my heart about it. And might little piggyback just a little bit off of what he did this morning. I want you to turn with us over the book of Revelation chapter 3. As he read this morning about the church of Laodicea, I was thinking, my mind went back. It's been a long time. 1998, I was being ordained to pastor my first church. And normally somebody else will preach the ordination sermon. And Brother Lonnie said there was a lot of men at that time. There was still a few men that had never heard me preach. It was going to be on my ordination. And they asked me to preach my own ordination sermon. I'd never heard of nobody doing that before, so it got me a little nervous. But anyway, that's what the Lord had laid on our heart. So when he read it this morning, has some fond memories. Just seemed to flood back from the day I got ordained and where the Lord's brought me from. And like what William said this week, I'm not what I want to be yet, but I praise the Lord, I ain't what I used to be. Amen. I can tell how far the Lord's brought me, and I look forward to seeing what he can do with me if I stay with him and just keep studying and living for the Lord. But I just want to read one verse of Scripture tonight, verse 20 of chapter 3. If you would stand for the reading of God's Word this afternoon as we read this one verse, chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, and verse 20. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." And I believe that'll be all that we read this afternoon. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again tonight, thanking you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have the help to come back, Lord, to your house with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, I pray, God, tonight you'd help us to get ourselves out of the way. You'd use us to feed your people. Touch those, Lord, that might be discouraged, Lord, or not be where they need to be with you. Lord, if there's one under the sound of our voice tonight, Lord, that don't know you as their personal Savior, I pray this would be that good hour, Lord, that humble their heart and come and repent. Lord, I pray that you'd touch these hearts that turned you away. Lord, the last few nights of revival, we've certainly seen hearts and heads bowed down that needed to pray. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you give them, but I pray, Lord, they'd find a place somewhere before it's too late, Lord, to call out on your name. I pray you'd continue blessing Welcome Grove Baptist Church, and we thank you, Lord, for how good you've been to us. And I pray, Lord, you'd touch each, Lord, this week that's going to have tests run, and others, Lord, that's dealing with sickness and ailments in their life, and Lord, going through troublesome times. And I pray, Lord, that you'd be, Lord, with each one of them. I pray you'd bless Brother William as he's traveling this evening or in the morning. Give him souls for his hire this week. And God, I pray you bless all our sister churches, Lord, especially those that's dear to our heart, that's real close, Brother Tommy and his wife. I pray, Lord, you touch them and give them that they stand in need of in this hour. Lord, whatever's accomplished, Lord, we'll do our best to bow in worthy head, give you the praise and honor and the glory, Lord, for everything that you've done, that you're going to do. It's in Jesus' precious and holy name we ask all these things here tonight. Amen and amen. I begin to, this morning, as EJ read across this verse, it just seemed like the Lord, this one verse stood out to me, and I was certainly listening to everything else that he said, but I begin to think about this, being a church. The Bible said that, Jesus was speaking here, unto John the Revelator as he penned this down of what was going on, and I certainly believe this letter that John was writing, was going to go back to the seven churches
churches in Asia, and Laodicea needed a message from the Lord. And here at the end of this verse, or this verse here at the end of the saying that he had for Laodicea, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Brother EJ covered the other verses this morning where they thought that they was doing God's will, but yet they was lukewarm. They thought they was rich, but they was poor, having nothing. And I thought about this as a picture, if you'd have it. Every church has a door. Laodicea had a door, a physical door, if you'd have it. But the church is the people. Amen. Jesus wanted the men to hear his voice and to open up the door and let him come in. That's the reason Laodicea was in such bad shape. The Lord was not, Brother Randy, in their life. I want you to know something tonight. When the Lord is not part of our life, we're going to get in bad shape. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, every time, I can't speak for anyone else, but I know when I'm trying my best to do what God would have me to do, and I find myself in the center of the Lord's will, I can be as broke as any man in the world and be happy and be close to the Lord. And then, when I find myself, and every man will at some point in time, where we're disobedient or we make a mistake or we find ourselves in a sin, all the bills can be paid, and we have all the money in the world, and think we're rich and everything's going on. But one of the statements he said, they is miserable and wretched. But I feel broken down, and I get miserable when we ain't in the will of the Lord. That's a good picture of whether you're saved or not. If you ain't right with the Lord, it ought to make you miserable. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you something. I hear this statement all the time. And they don't know how people could make it without the Lord. You're here tonight and you're not saved. You're going to be miserable, amen. You really are. You'll never find true happiness until you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And Jesus began to make this statement. He said, behold, he wanted them to see that he was standing at the door. And not only was he standing at the door, praise the Lord, but I'll tell you something, if the door, if the God, if Jesus is standing at the door, I'm thankful that when he stood by my door, I knew he was there knocking on my heart's door. Amen. He don't make a trip to your house to not let you know that he's there. Amen. But I want you to know tonight, I'm thankful that he knocked, but I'm more thankful that I opened up the door, and I'm very grateful that he come in. Amen. When I opened the door, what a blessed day when we got saved and the Lord came in to our life. Amen. Oh, I tell you, there ain't no better day than that. Here he was standing at the door, and the Bible said, and he knocked. And this is where he said this. He didn't say, and if the church hears my voice. But the Lord really pricked me this morning when he said, if any man hear my voice. Amen. He wasn't talking just to the men, but he was talking to mankind. He was talking to the men. He was talking to the women. He was talking to young men. He was talking to young women. I don't care how young you are. If you understand the Spirit of the Lord, you feel God knocking on your heart's door, and you hear his voice, it'd do you good to be obedient and do what his voice is telling you to do. Amen. You know, I think a lot of times people think when the Lord begins to speak to them that it's always to go to the altar. But you know, I've had the Lord Brother Mallory speak to me before and tell me to call somebody. I had the Lord one time speak to me and tell me to go hug somebody's neck. Amen. I remember one particular time, my wife will remember this. We was going up the road. I had all intentions of going home that Sunday afternoon. And the Lord spoke to my heart. Brother Andy said, you need to go to the radio broadcast. You know, he could have done it any way he wanted to, but he done it in a way that's always let me know how God can work on both ends. Amen. I had to let Amanda ride home. It was somebody else. It was only that strong. And before I could get to the radio, I heard the man on the radio saying I felt like the Lord was going to get him to come. And while I was pushing down on the gas station, I'm headed there as quick as I can. Don't tell me that God don't speak to his people. Amen. He certainly does. Now I'll tell you something. I believe we do things. It touches people's heart. Like our neighbor did. Something just so simple as making a breakfast and cutting up some fruit and putting it in a basket. I believe the Lord spoke to her heart. You ever had the Lord speak to your heart to do something? I sort of believe it. The Lord spoke to somebody's heart to have a breakfast the other day for Sister Kay. What I'm getting at is it's not always about going to the altar, but thanks be to God if he's speaking to you tonight and you need to pray. You need to yield to his voice. Amen. You need to come. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice, amen, and open the door, praise the Lord. I was thinking this afternoon when I could see this picture, not only was Jesus knocking, but he was speaking through the door. I felt like the Lord was letting Jeff Clark know he wanted in. It was a time in my life. But he don't just knock, Brother Tony. We know we can feel he's there. Touching our heart, Brother Mallory. But then you can hear that still small voice. Brother Darrell, open up and let me in. Come on, let me in. I want to spend some time with you. Ain't you glad the Lord loves us enough and he wants to spend time with his people and he cares about lost souls that they be saved before it's too late. Amen. We all come from different towns and different families. No doubt most of us was in different churches when we got saved. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad Jesus came where I was. Amen. I like old Bobby's testimony. When I sing with him, he was testifying the other Sunday. And I remember that day. And boy, I tell you, it stirs me up. Amen. But he thought he was saved. And he got to where he wasn't happy. And the Lord spoke to his heart. It worked and got him trouble. Amen, Brother Tony. And he called Brother Lonnie and said, I need to come to your house. Down there, I need some help. Feel like I need to pray. And I want to talk to you. He got down there on Lonnie's 10 or 11 acres. Amen. He found a place beside that old tractor. And he called out on the name of the Lord. And he got saved. And brother, it's not about where you're at. It's whether or not he's there. If you open the door, he'll come in. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. Boy, it's really touched my heart this morning. He said, if we open the door. You notice he don't open the door. We got to open the door. And he said, I will come in. That's what I want to end with tonight. I ain't even going to get with a fellowshipping part at the end. I know that'd be good. He said, I will come in. Amen. Thank be to God, there ain't no question. When I ask him to come in, he come in. Amen. He said, if he comes in, all old things will pass away. All things will become new. I've never lived the same since Jesus moved in. If you've been saved by God's grace, you've never been the same. And even though we make mistakes and we falter and fail, we got an advocate with the Father on the inside of us. Amen. How many of you is glad he came in? Say amen. I'm glad he came in. But I'll tell you, there's some things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to hear his voice. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to know he's knocking. And you're going to have to open up the door. I know this ain't been long. Now I want to come get a verse of song. I want to ask you a question. When are you going to open the door? When are you going to open the door? How long are you going to wait before you open the door? He wants to come in. He loves you tonight. And he wants to come in. And he's standing at your door knocking tonight. And you know, a lot of people will take this, and I know this is a purely straight down the tube if you'd have it. It's a salvation message. I know it is. But I'm going to tell you something. He wasn't talking to the club, Brother Mallory, of the devil. But he is talking to the church there of Laodicea. This is what I believe. I believe a lot of times as God's children and as God's people, we can get away from the Lord. We can begin to do things and not make the Lord the number one in our life. He's not part of what's going on. And we'll find ourselves where the Lord is knocking on our heart. I said, I want to come in. I want to come in. I believe a lot of times if we're not careful, we could be like Laodicea. I don't know how many people I've talked to before. I says, everything all right with you, Lord? Yeah, don't worry about me, preacher. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I can sit on their face. Everything ain't fine. There was a brother, good brother, that every time I've ever called him, I believe I probably Brother Randy called him 50, 60, or 70 times over the last 5 or 6 years. He's answered the phone every time except for maybe one. I called him this past week 3 times. And I'd heard him and his wife's getting separated. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't care if people get mad at me. I'm trying to head that thing off. Every time the devil tries to bust one up, I'm trying to jump in the ring and help fight to keep it together. He won't answer the phone, and I know why. It's embarrassing when things is going on in our life like that. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what's going on in your life or what you're facing. If you're going down and you're struggling, we need help, amen. We need to let the Lord come in and help us with these things that we can stay strong, amen. I want to help him if I can. Hey, some people I've tried to help, Brother Matt, they still love me. There's other people I've tried to help, they get mad and think you're meddling. But I'm going to tell you something, if we don't try to help, we don't know if we can help unless we try. And I'm going to tell you something, if we don't ever try, Brother E.J. was talking about this morning about his boss and some of them, him not speaking up. He's not alone, he ain't the only one that does that. This world's filled with people that the Lord will move on them and feel like maybe they need to say something and they don't speak up. Amen. We're all there. We're all guilty of that. We don't talk about God enough. We hear somebody going through a divorce, we don't say nothing about it to help. We hear somebody losing everything they got, and we don't just even lean over and say, I hate to overhear your conversation, but, you know, if I can help you, you let me know. I mean, if I can do something for you, somebody's car messes up, and we're a mechanic standing right beside them and don't even offer to look at it. Brother, God's trying to open a door where we can witness unto those around us. Amen. Wonder how many opportunities we're missing out on. You know what I thought about? I'm going to end with this. Brother William told me this week, and I couldn't even imagine, it has not happened to me yet, and I hope it don't happen for a long time, but he was telling me that his sister had passed away when she was 25. And then he said about 2 years later, my brother-in-law passed away, and he was telling me he was buried up there together. And I asked him, I said, if you don't mind me asking, I said, what? what happened where she left here so young? And he said she got leukemia back in her early 20s. And he said, Brother Jeff, I've had a desire. So when you called me to preach this revival, I knew the cemetery was somewhere close to Marietta. And he said, first thing I thought of is I want to at least make sure I go by my sister's grave. He ain't been there since the day they buried her, Brother Matt. The day of the service, he hadn't been back. And I thought, you know, the Lord knew he's going to be preaching this revival this week. He could have went any time. That's been almost 25 years ago, I believe, the way he was talking. And Brother Randy was helping him find. They went up the road there. I was working that day. They went up the road, and Brother Randy said, it was a sign about as big as a bench. And for some reason, they was talking. Randy said, I didn't even see that sign. And they drove by with us coming back. And Brother William said, how did we miss that sign? How did we not see that sign? Look how big it is that we missed the sign. This is fixing to stir your heart now. I'm telling you, they took one wrong turn, and you'd think it would have messed up the timing. But I'm going to tell you, God put them right there at the right time. They come back, they pulled in that cemetery, and about the time it's coming down the road, here comes this lady up on a cart and met with them, showed them right where it was at, helped them right at, I mean, perfect time. 25 years and the day he pulls in, somebody's coming up there with a cart, meets him right where he needs to be and takes him where the grave is. They go in the office so he can pay for some flowers to put on his sister's grave for the rest of this year. And the Lord pricked on his heart. Listen to me now. This is what we're talking about now. He could say, he said, I could tell something was going on with her. And he said, the Holy Spirit told me I need to ask her if she had been born again. And he said, her countenance changed and her head dropped. And she said, no, sir, I have not been born again. I wonder how many of us would have went down there and not said nothing. He'd have never known she was lost. Never would have been able to witness to her. That was something Brother Horace used to do a lot. I remember that, Brother, everywhere I went with him. Yellow, red and yellow, black and white. We'd go in Kmart and they'd say, how you doing? They'd say, I'm blessed and saved. How about you? Are you saved? Are you ready to go meet the Lord? If you was to die today, are you ready? And all of a sudden I'd say, he's fixing to preach. We'd be in Kmart. We'd be down at a revival or a funeral home and bump in somebody and they'd say, ain't you Horace Johnson? Boy, it's been years I've seen you. And then immediately he'd shift gears and he'd say, well, where are you going to church? Well, I ain't going to hell. He wouldn't even let them finish. He'd say, oh, goodness, you're out of church. What happened? You need to get back in church. You need to do this. You need to do that. And, you know, I believe if we had more of us doing that, we'd catch more people. You know what they're doing? They're fishing. They're fishing for men. And that's what the Lord said he's going to make us. He said, come follow me. I'll make you fisher of men. I'll tell you something. We're fixed to be done. I promise you tonight, there ain't a better feeling in the world than to get a neighbor or a best friend or a sister-in-law or brother-in-law or somebody that's closer, somebody you work with, to help get them into church or to see them. To see them get things right, Lord, and to know that you worked on them and that you prayed for them. Amen? But I thought about this redback hymnal song so much, I don't even know what page it is. I could find it and show it to you. The first time I ever heard it, it really gripped my heart, and I've never forgotten it. The old song says, you never mention him to me. The chorus says something along this line. It says, you helped me not delight to see. You met me day by day. And you knew I was astray, yet you never mentioned him to me. Are we really going after lost people like we need to? When he speaks to us, let's hear his voice and let's open up the door and let's come. I want us to rise to our feet tonight. Where do you stand with the Lord? Is everything all right between you and the Lord? You ever been saved? If you've never been saved, you need to open the door tonight. He said, if you'll open the door, he said, I will come in. If you've been saved and you ain't where you need to be with the Lord, this will be a good night to hear his voice and open that door. Come on, Brother Nick, whatever verse the song's on your heart. How about it tonight?